Now, Ukrainian drones have today attacked a Russian gas processing plant, the world's largest facility of its kind, as part of its ongoing focus on the country's energy facilities. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has also released a statement urging his allies against appeasing Russia. It comes after a week where the Ukrainian president met Donald Trump in the White House, but left without an agreement on acquiring US Tomahawk missiles. And President Trump put much focus on his forthcoming meeting in Budapest with the Russian President Vladimir Putin. Christopher Miller, chief Ukraine correspondent with the Financial Times, joins us now. Christopher, after the showdown in the White House earlier this year between Donald Trump and Volodymyr Zelensky, the return visit this week was a much more cordial affair.
Well, you know, it was cordial. You know, I think compared to the February meeting, it was probably not as positive for the Ukrainians as the August White House meeting. So Volodymyr Zelensky has met Trump now three times in the White House. You know, certainly that February meeting was very concerning to them, and it took a lot of effort for Zelensky to sort of get back on sides with Donald Trump. We saw a very positive meeting between them in August, and we had expected a very positive meeting with potential deals to be announced after it on Friday. But of course, there was this Thursday phone call ahead of Zelensky's meeting in Washington between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, which led to some tense moments, according to Ukrainian officials I've spoken with and European officials who were briefed by Zelensky after the meeting, between Donald Trump and Volodymyr Zelensky.
The fact that there was no deal on the US supplying Tomahawk missiles to Ukraine, where does that leave President Zelensky?
Well, it leaves him without a weapon in his arsenal that can fly as far as the Tomahawk missile can, up to 1,500 kilometers, and without one with a very sizable warhead that could potentially cause quite a lot of damage to some of these oil refineries and other energy facilities that you mentioned at the top here. So what the Ukrainians currently have in their arsenal is their own domestically produced long-range drones. These have been effective, but they get shot down quite frequently, and they're forced to launch quite a lot of them, dozens if not hundreds in a single night. Whereas these missiles would have provided them the ability to have just another weapon that would threaten Vladimir Putin's war machine, essentially. So that is what they're going to be missing now.
President Zelensky said he doesn't believe Vladimir Putin is ready for peace, but he believes this is an important moment because of the condition of Russia's army and its economy. But Donald Trump appears to believe a deal is possible. But will any deal involve Ukraine ceding some of its territory to Russia?
Well, for Ukraine, ceding any more territory that is not currently occupied by Russian forces is a non-starter. Zelensky has said that repeatedly. His team, who I've spoken with in the last couple of days since they've returned from Washington, have said, well, absolutely under no circumstances cede territory that we currently control to Russia. That said, they are open to the a potential deal that would freeze the current front line and not de jure recognize Russia's control over the territories that it occupies, but de facto control over those, essentially kicking the can down the road for possible diplomatic negotiations in the future over those territories if they have a chance then to try to return them. But in the immediate future, to again recognize those as temporarily occupied territories, but they will not cede any more territory as part of any deal.
Christopher Miller, chief Ukraine correspondent with the Financial Times, thank you. That's it from the This Week programme for today. Thanks to our team. On sound was Niall McMonagall, our broadcast coordinator was Stephen Higgins, and the editor of the programme was Margaret Curley. Stay tuned for Sunday Sport, which is up here next on Radio 1. But for me, Samantha Librari, and all the team, thanks for listening and good afternoon.